I want to take you a wee bit of a journey. So if you'll repeat after me, Lord, thank you for my eyes. Because they see. Thank you for my ears. Because they hear. And thank you for my spirit. Because it does perceive. What your spirit is saying to me. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'm going to be using the Amplified because the press is on. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and I beg you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. The NIV says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Verse 2, be not conformed, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs. But be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. Notice it's His sight for you. There's a plan that God has for each of us. And we can say, oh, I understand God's plan. But the reality is, do we really understand that He's about to change all of us? And that bread today speaks that. And we are interwoven. We are connected. There's no doubt about that. Whether we're in this room or not, it doesn't make any difference. We're still connected. We're interwoven for His purpose. And as I was aware of some of this and going over it this morning again, asking the Lord for clarity, that we should understand that why we are here in the earth now is a plan that's unfolding that He had in mind 2,000 years ago. And so many in the church are focused on our destruction. But that's not what God says. If the Spirit of the living God lives in you, you will what?
You will restore to life your mortal body.
Yeah. Now, to me, that has a double meaning. It's also the mortal body of Jesus reconnected in the spirit realm, functioning as one unit before all of creation. So let's take a peek at verse 3. For by grace, unmerited favor of God, given to me, I warn everyone among you not to estimate or think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have an exaggerated opinion of his own importance, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. Meaning, every one of us has a different level of faith in different areas for his own purpose. Verse 4. For as in one physical body we have many parts, organ members, and all of these parts do not have the same function or use. Go back to verse 3. For by grace, unmerited favor of God given to me, I warn every one of you, among you, not to estimate or think of himself more highly than he ought, not to have exaggerated opinions of his own importance, which is really pride, but to rate his ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to each of us, or to him. For as in one physical body we have many parts, and all these parts do not have the same function or use, so we, numerous as we are one body in Christ, the Messiah. And individually we are part of one another, mutually dependent on one another, woven like that bread, heated to cook with high temperature. If that wasn't cooked, what would we have?
Raw dough.
Thank you. How many of you think we enjoy being in the oven together? And if you pull that bread out before its due time in the heat, what happens to it? Yeah. You get flat bread. Half cooked. Might be wise to look at your neighbor and say, you're going to be well done whether you like it or not. Why? Because God's going to leave you in the oven as long as he needs to leave you and I in the oven. And you may not enjoy the trip of the oven. Why? Sven, why? It's hot in here. Amen? Yeah. Okay. Again, verse 5, so we, numerous as we are one body in Christ, the Messiah, and individually we are part of one another, mutually dependent on each other, or one another, having gifts, faculties, talents, qualities that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them. He whose gift is prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. He whose gift is practical service, let him give himself to serving. He who teaches to his teaching. He who exhorts and encourages to his exhortation. He who contributes, let him do it in simplicity and liberality. He who gives aid and superintend with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. Let your love be sincere, real. A real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in honor from wickedness. But hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving precedence and showing honor to one another. Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavors. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. I love the aglow. Let your light radiate. And, you know, that intention, see, you got to remember what was really on me when I was holding that bread is I knew what the scripture he had given me this morning, and he gave it to me again yesterday. And I also knew that that bread was speaking. And you made the comment, the bread is prophetic.
That was what I kept hearing.
Okay. Why did you hear?
Because Well, if other challah bread I brought has been smaller.
Yeah.
But this one was
huge,
twice yeah. the size of what I've had before.
Yeah.
And I just felt that this larger unity, growth.
And harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do we, let's say, question his ability to construct what he wants out of us? Because we're usually looking at our past, which was part of that word that came out of my mouth. And when we look back, what have we got? A pattern of what? Guilt, self-condemnation, fault-finding, blah, blah, blah. And I could go on because the darkness would give you every pattern just to shake you, to make you believe that you have no value. And if you have no value in your own eyes, what good are you to your neighbor? You can't help him because you can't even get out of your own mess. Yes or no? Okay, so when you're focused on your past, what are you doing? You're canceling your tomorrows and your future. And the body of Christ is designed by God to what? Revitalize the earth. Your kingdom come where? In me. And I remember years ago, the Holy Spirit told me to change the prayer and make it my prayer. So, I don't think you need to go any further right now. I think you need to be able to say, okay, God, do it according to your will and your plan, because you're really building what you want out of us corporately. So if you'll close your eyes, say, Lord Jesus, build out of me what you need in the earth for this day. Don't forget, I need healing. And I receive it by faith so that I can function freely with my neighbors, brothers and sisters in Christ, for the simple revelation of Jesus Christ in this earth today. In Jesus' name we pray. Any addition? I can tell you that we need to just bless the food, make it holy, and to share some love with each other and to be connected. Be connected. For God has not stopped loving you. And he's not about to. Amen?